Recuperate is brought to you by the Greytown Hotel, otherwise known as the Top Pub. A huge thanks to the Greytown Hotel's wonderful owners, Ursula and Tony, for getting behind this show. Recuperate, 92.7 FM, Arrow FM, your community access radio station.
You're listening to Recuperate with me, Lucy Cooper, on 92.7 FM. We're going to be here for a couple of hours. Coming up shortly will be an interview with Brendan Smythe, who is the brains, I understand, behind the Martinborough Music Festival, which is an inaugural festival. That means first year, happening in Martinborough. Oh my goodness, giving it away in the title there. And it's a classical musical festival. It looks incredible. It's running from the 29th of September to the 1st of October, and the lineup looks amazing. For any of you pianists out there, Michael Houston will be playing, the Zephyr Wind Quartet, also the Martinborough Quartet, and there's even a quintet. Oh yes, lots and lots of Bach and Schubert and Eric Satie. So we're going to be talking to Brendan when he arrives about, and we're going to have a chat about that. I've also, because this is the Corkamai show, this is the Corkamai Creative Festival 2017 show, essentially, once Brendan's been and gone and informed us about this amazing festival that's going to be happening in Martinborough. I mean, it's wall-to-wall festivals at the minute. We really are sport for choice as a community. So it's the Corkamai Hour. After that, we're going to be talking to Declan O'Rourke, a singer-songwriter from Dublin, highly acclaimed, talented guy, and he will be at the festival. I'll be giving you some details. You should, if you're anywhere in the Wairarapa, should come across this sumptuous Corkamai Creative Festival programmes. It really is an incredible 10 days of music, arts, theatre, photography, you name it. There's going to be ballet, dance from the 13th of October through to the 22nd of October. Declan O'Rourke will be on. I'll be playing music from Vishten, which is another band we were hoping to talk to, but they're over in Canada at the moment and we just couldn't make the whole Skype thing work. So, but I'll be playing you some music from that. And also a delicious piece crafted by Holly and Zach Winterwood. They have prepared for me some material that I can play to you, which features some of the music and their voices to do with their incredible opera, Pyrecore. That I have Brendan Smythe in the studio. Brendan, it's great to have your company.
Thank you.
You must be an incredibly busy man because, as I understand it, you are the brains of the organiser of the inaugural Martinborough Music Festival.
Yes, one of a team of people that are putting it together. Yes, yes. I'm actually retired. I retired to Martinborough about 18 months ago. So I thought I was coming to Martinborough for a quiet time or for a gardening time or to dig holes in Martinborough and plant trees and that sort of thing. But it didn't take too long before I got involved in music. I'd come from a career in music, and after a little while it was a bit like the twitch upon the thread. I kind of went back to music and got involved with a group of people that are putting on the inaugural Martinborough Music Festival, yes.
And we'll get to the festival in a minute because The lineup is incredible. I mean, it's exquisite, a festival, but you do have a background in broadcasting, don't you?
Well, yeah, kind of. I mean, I was at NZ On Air for 26 years since NZ On Air was set up. So NZ On Air was set up in 1989, and I was the kind of first intake of staff in 1989 for this new agency called New Zealand On Air, or the Broadcasting Commission. And my job at NZ On Air was radio, all things radio, which included access radio, but national radio, concert FM, Māori radio, access radio, but also in amongst all of that radio stuff, there was a job to do to get more New Zealand music played on the radio. And after a while, we got on to that job of getting more New Zealand music played on the radio. And gradually it took over my job, such that I kind of like left the radio portfolio to somebody else, and I concentrated exclusively on the promotion of New Zealand music, but specifically New Zealand music in broadcasting, so getting more New Zealand music on air, basically. And our main job back then was, or we saw our main priority as being, getting more New Zealand music played on commercial radio. It wasn't that we had carried a torch for commercial radio or anything like that. It was just that that's where the problem was. Yeah. There wasn't enough New Zealand music on commercial radio. Mm. Back then it was around about 2%. There were some surveys done back then in the early 90s where it was 1.89% New Zealand music. Goodness on me. Commercial radio. So, you know, NZ On Air sort of like said, right, okay, we've got to change this. This is wrong. We've got to change this. We've got to increase the amount of New Zealand music on commercial radio. And so, you know, for a lot of my time at NZ On Air, I was hell-bent on getting more New Zealand music played on the radio, on commercial radio, and that meant that I was mostly involved in commercial music, you know. That is, you know, the people that we all know and love, you know, in contemporary popular music in New Zealand, like the Beck Rungers and the Brooke Frasers, mm-hmm. and the Shehards and the kind of the Op Shops, the bands that would play on commercial radio. So that was my life for the last 26 years, really, was involved with kind of pop music and getting it played on the radio. So coming to Martinborough, it was like, you know, okay, I'm shutting that door in my life, you know, I'm putting that behind me. It was great while it lasted, but it's time for something else, like to dig holes in the ground and plant trees and build a garden and all of this sort of thing. And then, lo and behold, as I say, I get involved in this music festival, but not a pop music festival.
No.
It's the opposite. It's a classical music festival, a chamber music festival. And that's what I really like about it, is the fact that it's not going back to what I was doing before. It's not like kind of leaving by the front door and coming around and coming in by the back door.
Yep.
It's like, you know, it's music, yes, but it's different.
Yeah. And as I mentioned, the lineup looks incredible. Tell us a little bit about the festival. Where did it come from? Because it's got a lovely story behind it.
Yes.
I was having a look at their website.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm a newcomer to Martinborough, so I feel like a bit of a fraud talking about, you know, the history of the Martinborough Music Festival, because I've only been there for 18 months. But the Martinborough Music Festival, the idea of a chamber music festival in Martinborough has been around for quite a while, like about 7 or 8 years. It was the idea or the vision of a guy called Ian Creswell, who set up Jazz in Martinborough, which has been going for the last 7 years. So Jazz in Martinborough has got quite a kind of foothold in Martinborough. It's quite an established part of the Martinborough cultural calendar. But it was always Ian's vision that there would be a sister festival, which would be a classical music festival or a chamber music festival. And in fact, he even envisaged a rock festival, a rock music festival as well, so that there'd be three kinds of music festivals, maybe all in the same month, but sort of dovetailing and so on. That was his vision.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, Ian died about, maybe a month ago, and so he didn't live to see the idea of the Chamber Music Festival come to life.
Mm.
You know, he knew it was happening.
It
was he who had planted the seed. And then a group of us picked up the kind of challenge and organised it from there. But it so that's where it came from. It came out of jazz in Martinborough, and it was meant to be a sister festival, or is conceived as a sister festival for jazz in Martinborough. And but there were a couple of conditions. The reason why it didn't happen when jazz in Martinborough did was because of two things. There were two things missing in Martinborough. One was a venue capable of taking sort of classical music forces, that is an orchestra. You know, there wasn't a venue in Martinborough that could do that. And secondly was the existence of a top quality piano that would attract soloists of a high caliber to Martinborough. And and the first of those conditions, or preconditions for a classical music festival, the venue, is going to be solved with the Waihinga Centre when the Waihinga Centre opens next year. But in the meantime, a piano came available, and it was because there was a woman who I never got to meet, called Cherry Van Cranen, and she was a piano teacher in Martinborough. She retired to Martinborough. She had been a piano teacher in her life, and she was living in the Wharekaka rest home there, and she had this beautiful Schimmel grand piano, a fabulous piano, which dominated her tiny living room in the Wharekaka rest home. You know, that was the piano, and that was about it in there. you know, people like Vicky Jones, who is a prominent person on the in the Martinborough music scene, she and Cherry would, you know, meet up once a week and play duets on the piano and so on. When Cherry died, she wanted the piano to be used by the Martinborough community, for the Martinborough community. So she, in effect, gifted her her piano to the Martinborough community. And so the fact that the piano came into the equation meant that, you know, it was possible to get a pianist of the calibre of a Michael Houston to Martinborough. And Michael came down to Martinborough to try the piano out because, you know, a pianist of his standing, you know, he needs to know that the piano is not going to let him down.
Yes.
And so he came down to audition the piano at some stage before he said yes to playing at our festival. And he gave it the thumbs up. He says it's a beautiful piece, piece of piano. So, you know, so there we go. That's where the festival came from. It came from Ian Creswell, out of jazz in Martinborough, but the real catalyst was Cherry Van Cranen's Schimmel grand piano gifted to the Martinborough community. And that's where it's all come from.
It's such a gorgeous story. And you know, the fact that I can just see this grand piano taking up it's enormous size, taking up those small spaces at Wharekaka. So how did you become involved? What was...
Well, Ian... Ian Creswell called a kind of meeting of interested people in the community, and somebody, a friend of mine, said, oh, you should come along to this, you might be interested. And I was going, no, I'm too busy digging holes in Martinborough and planting trees and reshaping the landscape and so on and so on. And then I kind of got intrigued and went along to a meeting, and just a group of, it's very informal at this stage, this first one, a group of five of us. Sort of like just pooling our resources, really, you know, and we are a committee, and we are we're conceived the whole thing, approached the artists. We did have help with the artistic side of things from Vicky Jones, who used to be the principal double bass with the NZSO, who now lives in Martinborough, with her husband, Ed Allen, who was also principal horn with the NZSO at one stage. So they are kind of pillars of the Martinborough music community, and they were the ones that helped us put the program together. They're the ones that approached the artists and got the artists' buy-in as well.
So it starts on the 29th of September.
Yes.
And and the program is quite exquisite. I'm not a huge classical music buff, but just looking through the types of items that you've got on the and the spread, just can you just talk us through those through a few days of
so
the
there
festival?
Are four concerts over 3 days, over the 3 days, starting on the 29th. The first concert on the Friday evening is the Michael Houston solo concert, which will be fabulous. He's playing a program of Bach preludes and fugues with some Sati thrown in as well. And then after the break, the Schubert piano sonata in G. There we go. I had to read that. I'm sorry.
I don't blame you.
And then, so that is the Friday night. Then on the Saturday afternoon, we've got the Zephyr Wind Quintet with Michael Houston. And then on the Saturday evening, it's a string quartet made up of principals from the NZSO, again with Michael Houston. So, you know, it is possible to see Michael Houston three times over 2 days.
Wow.
And it goes back to the Schimmel, really, you know, because, I mean, the centrepiece of the festival is the Schimmel, is Cherry Van Cranen's Schimmel Grand Piano.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's wonderful that on three of the four concerts, you know, the Schimmel will shine, you know. So that's so that's perfect. And then on the Sunday afternoon, there is the Schubert Octet, which is we've got you know, some of the players that were in the Zephyr Wind Quintet the day before and the string quartet the night before will come together to do the Schubert Octet. So that will be another highlight on the Sunday afternoon.
I mean, it's the type of programme, it's the type of performers that you'd expect in the major cities.
Yeah.
And it's quite extraordinary to have that all that going on in a tiny town.
Yes,
That's what I love about this region, is that the most extraordinary things happen in the smallest spaces.
Yes, I've had some lovely music experiences in the 18 months since I've been up here. You know, I went to the New Zealand String Quartet at the Cabbage Tree Vineyard one afternoon, which was an absolutely fabulous programme, jam-packed, full. You know, so there is such an appetite here for quality music. But also some of the best concerts that I've been to, which goes back more to my kind of contemporary popular kind of past, is at Simon Burt's place, little house concerts at Simon Burt's place, just out of Carterton. And I've seen Tiny Ruins there, and she is one of my all-time favourites, Holly Fulbrook. And the other night, an exquisite show by Reb Fountain, which was just fantastic. She used to be with the Eastern, and she's just released two records, an EP and an LP. And that was a fabulous concert, but 50 people crammed into a tiny room, you know, but it was very lovely. So, you know, even though I've left the city behind me and I've left my kind of music industry life behind me, I'm not wanting for music.
No, you know? Goodness, no, yeah. No, that's it. And it's the kind of, if you haven't got it in where you live, the New Zealand spirit seems to be, let's make it happen.
Yeah, that's right. I love the house concert vibe. You know, that is a really lovely small town kind of answer to the problem,
yes,
of how to get quality music. You
absolutely
know, to do little house concerts, and they are really lovely. So you know, that's my kind of. My story is, you know, from She Hard,
yep,
to Schubert, you know. So, I mean, it's a bit of a kind of topsy-turvy ride, but, you know, I'm loving it.
Yeah. Well, let's play a little bit of what we can expect. So
yes.
I've got Eric Sarti's Gymnopédie, I think, number one.
Yes.
Now, let's hope to goodness that all the bits and pieces work. So we're going to give this a go. Now you,
ironically, yes, I knew this piece even before I listened to the program, or, you know, researched the program, because it was on a Blood, Sweat and Tears record from about 1973.
Right.
This very piece.
Well, it's quite familiar to me when I played it. I thought,
yeah,
oh, this is one I recognise.
Yeah.
So hopefully, listeners, this is one you recognise as well. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit more with our guest about where you can buy tickets and where the venue is. And so this is Gymnopédie. I'm quite enjoying saying that because I sound very sophisticated.
Thank you.
My phone wasn't meant to make that funny noise. Oh, this show is not doomed, because fortunately I'm in the room with the lovely Katie Abbott, who's come to help me out, and Brendan Smythe, who's been talking to us very graciously about the inaugural Martinborough Music Festival. And that was Gymnopédie. I just sound so sophisticated when I say it. I'm just going to keep on saying, by Eric Satie. There you are. I've risen another level in sophistication stakes. Just as such a soothing piece.
It's beautiful, isn't it?
And to be able to hear that on the Schimmel.
Yes.
Played by Michael Houston.
I think it will be very special.
Be a bit of palpitations going on in the room.
Yeah, so very special.
The festival runs 29th of September to the 1st?
1st of October, yes.
And just tell us a bit about the ticket prices, because I understand you can get a whole bunch of tickets.
Yeah, yes. So if you buy all four concerts, that's a season pass. You can buy a season pass, all four concerts, and that entitles you to go into the draw to win a copy of the Michael Houston Complete Beethoven Sonatas, which, if you've ever seen it, is amazing. It's goodness. All 32 piano sonatas recorded over 18 CDs, or was it 16? 16 or 18 CDs.
Wow.
With the most beautiful book. I mean, it is something that you would really love to have in your collection. Anyway, that's a little inducement there to buy a season pass. But yes, you buy tickets through the website, which is martinboroughmusicfestival.co.nz, one word. If you're lucky, you'll win a copy of Michael Houston's box set. But we also have two copies of his latest recording, which is the Diabelli Variations, which has just been released by Rattle Records. So, be in to win, as they say.
Absolutely. I work with the lovely Jen Olsen, who's an artist who lives in Featherston, and she was also a trained concert pianist, and she was like,
oh, wow.
Oh my God, this program's amazing. So she tottered off and she went and bought a bunch of tickets.
Oh, awesome.
So she's definitely going.
Awesome, okay, that's great to know.
Hello, Katie.
Hello, Lucy. Hi, Brendan.
It's great to have you here.
Thank you for having me. I'm very excited.
I'm excited too, because I was doing a marathon, kind of, this is like the telethon of the Recuperate world, this 2.5 hours that's coming up, so I thought, I need a hand. And also, you're a bit of a fan of Declan O'Rourke.
I'm a huge.
Yeah, and we're going to be interviewing him later. Fingers crossed, all the technology, because that's a running theme with the 5-6 years I've been doing this show, is me and technology, we're just not the best of friends. So when I decided that I'd try and do more of a live show, I came in and I looked at this desk and I thought, oh my God, I'm never going to manage all this. But I can, as long as, you know, all the right buttons have been pressed beforehand, before I get in. So it's great to have you all here. Brendan, it's been lovely to talk to you about your festival. It's great to have you living with us in the region.
Yeah, well, and yeah, thank you.
You've had no regrets, by the sounds of
it. No, no, I'm loving it.
And how's your gardening going? Do you get much?
Oh, well, it's a work in progress. You know, it's the next 20 years of my life, probably. You know, we'll be digging holes in that piece of land.
Love it. Are you?
It's not that big a piece of land. That makes it sound like a huge piece of land. It's not a big piece of land, but it was a mud paddock. Uh-huh. 18 months ago when we put the house on it. We built the house on top of this mud paddock. And so now my life is digging holes.
Great.
Basically.
I think it's a very worthwhile. Is it something satisfying about digging a hole?
I love it.
Yeah.
I do love it. I don't know anything about gardening. My wife does all the kind of landscaping.
And the planting choices. Says,
and she can speak all of those botanical names. And all I do is dig the holes.
I'm the muscle.
Yeah, yeah. She says to me, you know, over there, and I say, how deep?
What a beautiful relationship.
Yeah, God, I think we all need one of you, Brendan. Let me get you out to hire. So that's the Martinborough Music Festival. Just letting people know again, martinboroughmusicfestival.co.nz?
Yeah.
Yes, awesome. And the website, by the way, is very good looking.
It's beautiful, isn't it?
Really nice.
It was done for us by Alex and Matt from A&M Creative.
Greytown famous.
Yes,
Greytown famous.
And they've got a beautiful aesthetic.
They do.
It's very lovely. Yeah.
And a lovely dog. Have you seen their dog?
Their dog is very nice.
Oh, gorgeous. Haven't.
Yeah, the dog is just, that's got a beautiful design aesthetic, that dog. You just see them. You'd have
it's
to be
slick.
Creative with a dog like that.
Yeah.
We're going to go out on this a little a lovely discussion with Brendan on another piece that will be played. I think this is how you say it. Trois pièces brèves.
Yep.
Number
Jacques
one. Jacques Ibert. Yes, I'd never heard of Jacques Ibert, but maybe I'm just a commoner.
I don't know much. Nor had I. But then...
we're all friends here. This is good.
Yes, that's right. Yeah, just between us. Yes. You know, in fact, I mean, you're playing from the Spotify playlist
that
I put together.
Yes.
Yes. Well, I put that playlist together initially just so I could learn...
Right, got it. Yep.
What
great.
It was that we were going to be presenting,
yes.
You know, because I thought that at least I could do is not only learn how to pronounce the words, but I could actually...
Come along.
Come along, you know, sing along. But anyway, so I put that playlist together just so that I would get myself a bit of a kind of...
education.
Yeah, an education or a bit of a feel for the way the weekend was going to be. But I'm loving it. I'm playing it not out of a sense of duty anymore,
no.
But out of a sense of love.
And you think, here's the good bit coming.
Yeah.
All right. So thank you so much for joining us.
Pleasure.
And you've been a lovely guest. It's been a really nice way to start this show. So we're going to play this track that I'm not going to say it again in French because I did so well the first time.